Hello and welcome back to the Kenyan Life Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about the motivation of the week. I know I moved away from conversations, which by all means I would love to get back to, but again, time. So the last time I uploaded something was February 15th, which is a long time ago. I know. And I owe you content for days, but I'm back with something better, which again is a motivational episode. Yeah, so I hope you're well. I hope you're doing life. I hope life is not kicking you, rather you're kicking it. And be sure to be, you know, be safe, you know, very important. So what are we talking about today? I saw something on Twitter and it said, worst thing you can do is doubt your own ability. I repeat, worst thing you can do is doubt your own ability. And it had me thinking. I was like, okay, cool. I'm curious. What do they mean by doubting your own ability? Which we look at the imposter syndrome, where you genuinely think you're not good enough. Sometimes you cannot actually be that good, or sometimes you may not even be that good enough or even that good, but you may be good, you know? But there are other times you are so confident, you have to be very confident with your content. You have to be very confident with what you offer, because that's how you get into certain places without even knocking the door. And what do I mean by this? I mean, if you know you're good at driving, then drive. Drive like it's your last day. You're good at writing, write those books like you own them. Anything you're good at, and you know you've practiced over those years. It's like there's a fight that happened a few days ago where someone was knocked out in like 6 minutes. And this guy earned 50 mic. 50 mic, I mean 50 million, yeah? 50 million in 6 minutes. So that's what people say. But in reality, it's not actually 50 million in 60 minutes. In 6 minutes, rather. It's 50 million for all the years he's worked on himself. All the years he's practiced. He's boxed. He's done anything and everything that associates with his work. So it's like going to a mechanic and then the mechanic touches your bumper and tells you what the problem is. Or going to when a plumber comes to your house and they look at your, what is it called, tubes and everything and pipes. And then they tell you, I know where the problem is, and they've been there for like a minute. And then they fix it up and then they charge you a big load of money because, you know, you're not paying for the time, you're paying for the experience. And that's the reality. If you actually do know what to do, if you do know what you possess in terms of skills, in terms of talent, in terms of things you've worked on, then you can surely, by all means, get into places that you never thought of. I'll give an example of myself, you know, and I usually tell people sometimes confidence can be the reason why you're somewhere, and it can also be the reason why you're not somewhere. Because if you're confident enough, every door is open. Yeah? Even from elections, like things, the things that have happened to me over these few years have been something that I am actually shocked about. Because you see, these are not things I have worked on, but this, like consciously, these are things I have worked on subconsciously. These are things that I didn't know I possessed, but I initially did work on them. I didn't know I could be a leader. I was never, not even once, a prefect. Not even a head boy. Not even in charge. I remember the one time I was a prefect. Wow, it was a very interesting day. Class 4, I was writing noisemakers, you know, times 1,000, you know, the usual. And then it got to a point where this babe, I had a crush on her. Hey, she was a proper babe, manze. And mind you, I'm young. It's like, it's not even class 4. I think it was like class 5 or 6. Yeah. I see this babe and I'm like, wow, this babe is, you know, she's fine and everything. And I don't know how fine looks like back then, you know. Like, for me, the standard was not quite high compared to now. Yeah. So this baby's fine, you know, and everything. I'm chilling with her in class. We are bonding and everything. She's crashy and she's smart as fuck. Yeah. Oh, teach. I need to teach that. She's smart, isn't it? So she's smart and everything. And then she makes noise. Hey, manze. Yeah, right up. Because again, there is no mercy when it comes to leadership, you know. But then she was going to get punished. So I'm like, wow, this is a bit ngori, you know. A bit chill, manze. It's not something I want for her. So this is what I did. I wrote her a note and I told her I'm really sorry. Sister, that's admission of guilt, you know. Then she takes it to the head teacher. Hey, papa, papa. Next thing, I'm the one who's being beaten on her behalf because someone decided to write, I would take those beatings for you. Oh, simps. And the simp is me, yes. So basically, sometimes in life, I don't even know what the point was at that time. Oh yeah, I wasn't even a prefect. Okay, cool. So I wasn't a prefect. I wasn't a head boy. I wasn't something like the way I am at this point in time. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the comparisons of time. And all this just came to be through confidence, you know, through growing, through choosing that path that's harder. Because everybody gets to choose a path. Can be easy, can be hard. But for some time, I've been choosing the hard path so that I can make sure I'm really good at what I do so that when I get there, I don't fail at it. And this is what I'll tell you. I'll repeat. The worst thing you can do is doubt your own ability. Because if you do doubt your own ability, that means you doubt yourself. That means you doubt how good you are. And you might just be that good. So I'll tell you this. Make sure you practice enough to know that you are that good. And please don't mind my voice. I lost my voice like a couple of days ago and I've been proper struggling. But you know, Mungu ni nani, I'm back to work, innit? So you just have to keep at it. Don't let the accelerator off tafadhali. Keep at it, keep pushing, keep being there for yourself, keep practicing, keep being better, because that's the only way you can be as good as you want to be. It takes years of practice. I want to be a radio presenter. I'll always say that. I want to do radio for like 10 to 15 years of my life. But you know, I can't beat the likes of Minor, Mike Mondo, the likes of, you know, big, big names, Kina Farid. Why? Because I have not had the years of experience they've had or practice. But I'll get there. So I'll tell you this. Stop doubting yourself. Enough is enough. You know, keep doing what you're doing because you might just be that good. All right. Do take care of yourself. Be good. Be safe. And make sure you have fun in whatever you're doing. Okay. All right. See you on Monday next week. Innit? All right. Bye-bye.